With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today testifying in a congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation. At a pre-deposition news conference, James Comer, the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee, stressed that the committee's interest is to attain transparency, not prosecution.
I think we all agree the government failed. The government failed the victims. And what our role is, we can't prosecute anyone. But what we have been doing is getting transparency to the American people.
And he says that is a process that will continue today. Mortgage rates have dropped below 6%.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate dropped this week to 5.98%. That's its lowest level since September 2022. The average rate has been hovering around 6% this year, reflecting a pullback in the long-term bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. The latest decline in rates comes as the spring home buying season gets rolling. I'm Alex Vega.
Also at SRNnews.com, Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz laid out his anti-fraud legislative package today, one day after the White House paused $259 million in federal Medicaid payments to the state until a comprehensive action plan is laid out.
The White House solution to this is to take health care from poor people. Our solution to it is catch these people before they do it, and if we don't, to lock them away for a long time.
The package focuses on three main components, according to Walz's office: better detection and oversight of fraud, strengthening investigative and enforcement authority, and increased criminal penalties for anybody involved in fraud. On Wall Street, things have reversed course for at least one of the major indexes, the Dow, back into positive territory right now. It's up by 25 points. The Nasdaq still struggling. It's off about 291, and the S&P 500 is off by 38. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Vermont.
The state will no longer require foster parents to embrace transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom sued on behalf of a Christian couple, and state officials have decided to settle. ADF has released a statement saying, quote, "No parent should be forced to lie to a vulnerable child about who they are, much less promote irreversible and life-altering procedures that don't have any proven health benefits." ADF won a similar case in Massachusetts last year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Speaker of the House is praising a court decision that will allow the Ten Commandments to be posted on Louisiana's public school classroom walls. Republican Mike Johnson, who represents Louisiana, says the new law is not an effort to establish religion, but to acknowledge the country's history and traditions. It is a decision, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said. It was too early to make a final judgment call on the constitutionality of the law. This is SRN News. Bangladesh wants international police to detain a British lawmaker.
Shuaib Siddiq faces charges of corruption in the country for using her connection with her aunt, former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, to influence the process of illegally awarding land to a private company. Siddiq has already been sentenced to 6 years in jail in Bangladesh in three other corruption cases, all involving Hasina. In January last year, Siddiq resigned as a British government minister in the cabinet of Prime Minister Keir Starmer because of her ties to the former Bangladesh Prime Minister. I'm Charles Deletesma.
They've had more than one dose of snow lately, but forecasters are warning those living in the Northeast to expect a little bit more before it's all said and done. 1 to 3 inches of snow was expected yesterday as cities still work to clear towering snow heaps from earlier in the week, and now they're saying that a little more snow as well as freezing weather is going to extend all the way into early next week. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.